I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Casualties mount as Sudan enters day six of fighting. Clashes between the military government and the Rapid Support Forces militia began on Saturday and have killed at least 300 people so far. Revan Toot, a believer working with Unfolding Word in Sudan, says the government's using chaos as a cover for persecution. At least one church has been torched and a gospel worker was kidnapped. Pray for an immediate end to the conflict. And it's been just over 2 months since earthquakes devastated Syria and Turkey. In Syria, around 7,200 people were killed. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, encourages listeners who may have compassion fatigue to step into Syrian shoes. After the major quakes February 6, there was another major quake just 2 weeks later when people were starting to go back into buildings. Syrians are exhausted and struggling with fear. Continue to pray for the peace of Christ over Syria. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.